The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In our RCIA meetings on Sunday mornings for the past several weeks now, we've been taking a deeper look at the meaning of the Mass, the biblical roots of the Mass. We are making progress. After a few weeks, as I say, we are up to the penitential rite. You're supposed to find that funny, you're supposed to laugh. You know, that's the very beginning of the Mass, right, after a few weeks. We are taking our time. We actually spent an entire week looking at the sign of the cross. That's how deep that prayer is, with biblical roots going back way even into the Old Testament. We're taking our time because the Mass, this celebration of the Eucharist, is the most important part of our life, of our Christian faith. All of the good things we do, all of our good works, find their source on this altar. It's why we say that the Eucharist is the source and the summit of our Christian life and faith. And it's why we need to be properly disposed for these mysteries that we celebrate. We have to properly situate ourselves in the right place and prepare ourselves for what's about to happen, namely an encounter with Jesus. We are here, I think it's safe to say, because we consider ourselves to be disciples of Jesus, yes. Right? We all want to be good disciples of Jesus. And as you know, we're reading Mark's Gospel this year. And throughout Mark's Gospel, he always points out to us one of the major obstacles to being a good disciple. And that obstacle is hardness of heart. So often, even the very disciples of Jesus themselves fail to see things right before their very eyes. And Jesus says, it's because they are hard of heart. And I think that Mark's Gospel can be reduced in essence to one simple question. Who sees? That simple. Who sees in Mark's gospel? And then what follows is, how does Jesus deal with those who see or who think they see? And how does he deal with those who fail to see? Because for some, the words of Jesus bring light, whereas for others, they bring a kind of blindness. And you know as well as I do that that's just as true today as it was some 2,000 years ago. Okay? We are here because we want to be true disciples of Jesus. We want to see. And it comes as no surprise that Mark, then, when he wants to give us the model disciple of Jesus, he gives to us a blind beggar, a blind man who sits on the side of the road and begs. He's probably a beggar because of his blindness. It's probably the reason for his poverty. And one day, this blind Bartimaeus, he hears a commotion. And he asks, what's going on? They tell him, Jesus of Nazareth is here. And on hearing the news, he begins to shout, in essence, Lord Jesus, have pity on me. Have mercy on me. He's blind, but he sees well enough to know to cry out, Lord, have mercy. Now, for starters, I hope you know, all of us here, you and me, all of us, you know that we are blind beggars. You do know that, don't you? Yeah, we are. We really are. What makes us blind? Well, why are we blind? You know the word.
Sin.
St. Thomas Aquinas tells us as much. Right? He tells us that sin darkens our intellect. We can't understand things very well. It weakens our will. We can't do what we want as well. It puts a veil in front of us. We can't see things as clearly anymore. It sort of blinds us. We need to understand that. So that as we come here today, we really need to know that. Because the first thing that we need to do is understand that we approach this sacred liturgy as blind beggars as well. And we call out, just like Bartimaeus did, Lord, have mercy. Because the reason we came here today is because we know that Jesus will be here. But the question is, will we see, or will we miss out? We need to beg for forgiveness. And you'll notice that Bartimaeus doesn't put himself in front of Jesus. He stays on the side of the road as he cries. He recognizes his poverty. He stays on the side as he cries out, Lord, have mercy. And things don't go easy for him either, do they? What happens to poor old Bartimaeus as he cries out for mercy? The people around him do what? The people around him, who the gospel tells us are many of them who are disciples of Jesus, what do? They tell him to shut up. That's what they do. What does Bartimaeus do? He shouts out all the more, Lord, have mercy on me. You see how these other people who claim to be disciples, that in a sense, they too are blind. Because if they could see as well as Bartimaeus could see, they wouldn't tell him to shut up. They would be crying out with him, "Lord, have mercy." Fortunately, Bartimaeus has a faith that just doesn't quit. He won't give up. He keeps shouting, "Lord, have mercy." Now, how does the gospel tell us that Jesus deals with the hardness of heart of those disciples that are telling Bartimaeus to keep quiet? Well, the gospel simply says that Jesus stopped. That's all it says. Now, that's no small detail, because one of the important characteristics of Mark's gospel is that Jesus is always, always on the move. Jesus never stops. If you're looking for a rainy day project, especially if you have kids, right? You're looking for a rainy day project with the Bible. Take Mark's gospel. It's a short gospel. Look at all the times in that short gospel that Mark uses the word immediately. Immediately Jesus goes here. Immediately Jesus goes there. Immediately, immediately. Jesus doesn't stop. Except one time. For a blind beggar on the side of the road who calls out for mercy. And what does Jesus do? He says to his disciples, to those telling Bartimaeus to shut up, he says to them, "Call him." Jesus could have called himself. He tells his disciples to call him, because he needs them to see that they cannot continue like that. They cannot continue to be a disciple. He did not call them to shield him from the cries of the poor. He called them to be fishers of men. He said to them, "You go call him and bring him here." And so that is what they do. They go and tell Bartimaeus, "Take courage, Jesus is calling you." And Bartimaeus doesn't waste a moment, does he? It says he throws aside his cloak, he springs up, and he comes to Jesus. That he throws aside his cloak, you know, that's no small detail. We see enough people around here living underneath the interstate bridge and so forth. Chances are good that that cloak was probably all that Bartimaeus had. That was not just his warmth. That was probably his house, his shelter, his protection, his way of hiding from the humiliation of his begging and his poverty. And yet, he throws it aside. He throws aside whatever might slow him down from running to Jesus. How many things do you and I have that slow us down from running to Jesus? How willing are we to cast them aside? And then Jesus asks him a question. "What do you want me to do for you?" It's a rather strange question, don't you think? You think Bartimaeus might just say, "Duh. I'm a blind beggar. You're a miracle worker. Heal me." There's something important going on here. Jesus wants Bartimaeus to ask him a
explicitly. He puts the initiative on him. Much the same way, he puts the initiative on us. He wants us to, he knows what we want, he knows what we need. He wants us to ask. He wants us to pray. And so he says, what do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus simply says, Lord, I want to see. And what's interesting is, you know, Jesus doesn't need to do anything, because the conditions for the miracle already exist. Bartimaeus' faith is such that it brings him salvation. All Jesus says is, go on your way. Your faith has saved you. And the gospel ends by telling us that immediately, there's that word, immediately, it's in there, take a look. Immediately, Bartimaeus gained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. You see, Mark gives us Bartimaeus as the icon of a true disciple, because by calling out in faith, Lord, have mercy, the blind beggar already sees. He sees with the eyes of faith. And by doing so, he finds not so much his sight, but the one thing that he was not willing to lose. Jesus. Jesus. Ask yourself today. Ask yourself the question, where am I on my faith journey? Jesus is coming here today. He will be here. What will I say to him? Should he say to me, what would you like me to do for you? Do I simply want him to put his stamp of approval on my agenda? Or, like Bartimaeus, do I recognize my blindness, my poverty, my wretchedness, and cry out, just like we do at the beginning of every Mass, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Longing to hear those words spoken by the priest who stands in the person of Christ. May Almighty God have mercy on you. Forgive you your sins. And lead you to everlasting life. Or as Jesus said to Bartimaeus, go on your way. Your faith has saved you. What would it be? Jesus will be here today. What will he say to us?